Continue in Sefer Orchot Yosher, in the Midah of Emet. He quotes, "Ubisanhedrin beuvda dekushta." This is on page 3 if you're holding the art scroll, small one. On page Vav if you're holding the regular one. Ubisanhedrin beuvda dekushta. In regards to the story, uvda means story, about the city Kushta. Kushta in Aramaic means emet, means truth. So there was a city that was called Kushta because they always spoke the truth there. And someone, the story goes that someone who came there and wasn't truthful exactly in his words brought tragedy into the city. And over there, Mevo'ar, we see from that story, "Dehadovre emet en metim beloz manam." One who speaks the truth does not, chas v'shalom, die before his time. Ubesefer Chasidim, it says in Sefer Chasidim, "Kol adover emet ve'eno rotze lachshov sheker ve'lo ledaber sheker, afilu dvarim sheyechashev ve'sheyedaber, af al pi shelo yitkaven lahem, kol machshevotav udvarav yitkayimu." Someone who is extremely careful to speak and to think the truth. Which means even things that he thinks only, that he didn't speak about, even though he didn't have any other intention, but he makes sure to think and to speak the truth. I think there's a Gemara, he'll probably bring it soon, Gemara about Rav Safra, "Vedover emet bilvavo," that even things that he thought in his mind, he did not go against. He stayed true to it. There was one time that he decided a certain price about something in his mind, and that was the price that he gave the person, even though he could have charged him much more because of Dover Emet Bilvavo. And says the Sefer HaChasidim, someone who always speaks the truth, whatever he says will be mitkayem. That's why the tzaddikim have the power, Baruch Haba Meir, the tzaddikim have the power to give brachot and to have an effect with their word. It's because their word is pure. The Chida Alav Shalom writes that as a pirush on the pasuk, "Lo yachel devaro kechol ayotze mipiv yaase," which kipshuto means it's a mitzvah that a person should not be mechalel his words. He shouldn't desecrate his words. If he made a neder, kechol ayotze mipiv yaase, he should fulfill anything that he uttered. But the Chida writes, and other mefarshim also say this, lo yachel devaro, someone who does not desecrate his words, who's always truthful with his words, kechol ayotze mipiv yaase, Hashem will do everything that he says. Like it says in the pasuk in Iyov, "V'tigzar Omer ve'yakom lach." The tzaddik gozer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikayem. When the tzaddik decrees, Hashem is mikayem. Which type of a tzaddik? A tzaddik whose word is always true. So therefore, when he gives a bracha, Hashem wants his word to stay true and fulfills his words. "Kmo shehu nizhar shelo yishaker, gam min ha'shamayim shomrim shekol ma sheyomar yemet ve'itkayem, midah keneged midah." "V'echmiru chazal be'onesh ha'mshaker, ve'amru kol ha'machalif bediburo keilu oved avodah zara." Chazal say extreme words about someone who lies, about someone who speaks falsely. Anyone who speaks false words, kol ha'machalif bediburo, it's as if he worshipped avodah zara. "Ayen b'shari tshuva l'rabbenu yonah she'bi'er, she'gam im en gorem shum efsed l'chavero asur l'shaker." Rabbi Yonah in Shari Tshuva says, even if the lie does not cause any monetary loss to his friend, still it's not allowed. "Ve'amru kat shakranim en mekablim penei shechina." Gemara in Sota enumerates the class of those who lie, kat shakranim, as one of the four categories of people that never merit to see the face of the Shechina. "Ve'amru kach onsho shel badai, she'afilu omer emet en shomim lo." Gemara in Sanhedrin Petet, the famous boy who cried wolf. The source for that is in the Gemara, that onsho shel badai, the punishment of a liar is that even when he says the truth, people don't listen to him anymore. "Ve'amru The Gemara in Brachot Daf Dalet Amud Alef Lamed Leshoncha Lomar Eni Yodea Shema Titvadeh V'Tochez. Be in the habit of saying, "I'm not sure. I don't know." Of course, when a person knows something for sure, he should say so. But a person should be in the habit of admitting that he doesn't know, because sometimes if a person is used to always saying, "I know this, I know that," Shema Titvadeh V'Tochez, he will be held to it, and he will be found out to be someone who, in fact, does not know. Umashma mize sheze eno sheker shebechol davar yesh pratim sheeno yodea. And it's in parentheses of Chaim Kanievsky is answering a question you might have. One second, if you say that you don't know when you really, really do know, so how could you say lamed leshuncha lomar en yodea? That in itself is a lie. What do you mean you don't know? The answer is that's not a lie, because even in things that we do know, there are details that we don't know. So you can't go wrong by saying "Eni yodea." V'katav v'sefer chasidim d'gama she'itiru chachamim. Someone asked this question yesterday, that the Sefer Chasidim writes that even that which the Gemara gives us a heter in Masechet Bamitzia, also it's brought in Yevamot Samichhe, leshanot, to change from the truth, to say a lie, kegon mipenei darkei shalom, such as for the purpose of making peace. Or Behanitlar, Baruch Haba, Haimi, Baruch Haba, Baruch Haba. Good to see you. Ubehanitlat mile meshanu rabanan bemasechet bepuria ubyushpiza. The Gemara in Bamitzia tells us that there are three things that the Chachamim want to change from the truth. Bemasechet, when they're asked about their knowledge in Torah. Bepuria, when they're asked about matters that are private. Ve'ushpiza, when they're asked about matters that have to do with hospitality of other people. The Gemara says, mutar lishanot. Says the Sefer HaChasidim, en lomar sheker mamash. Like I told you yesterday, it doesn't mean that you should deliberately say an outright lie. Ela lishna demishtama litrei anpe, she'asheri te'e baze. You could say something, you know, like a diplomat, that sounds both ways, that the one who hears you can hear it one way, even though it really comes out that he didn't say a lie. Like the way Yaakov Avinu said, I was going to give a different example, the more famous one. He brings here, V'chen katav Rabbeinu Bachai b'parashat v'yishlach, umkoram b'midrash rabbah. Rabbeinu Bachai brings, Ad asher avoy ladoni seira. Remember, Yaakov, Esav, after they met each other, and they hugged each other, and they kissed each other, Esav then tells him, would you like me to come with you? Right? So Yaakov starts, no, Anochi et na'ala le'iti le'regel ha'melacha asher lefanai. You know, I'm going slow, I have a slow pace here with all the family and the flock that I have. You could go on. So Esav told him, okay, would you, Atzigana, I give you some representatives of mine to help you out. Yaakov Avinu didn't want, Bekitsur, Esav or anybody from Esav to be with him, but he didn't know how to tell him. So what he said, don't worry, you continue on your way, Ad asher avo el Adoni Seir, until I'll come meet you one day in Seir, in your country. Now, we know that never happened. Yaakov Avinu never met Yaakov Esav ever again, at least as far as what we see in the Torah. So the Midrash says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Chazanu al kol ha-mikra ve-lo matzanu, she-halach Yaakov Avinu etzel Esav le-har Seir mi-yamav. We looked at all the psukim, there's no sign that he ever went to Seir to meet Esav. Efshar Yaakov amiti haya u-mirma bo? Yaakov is titen emet le-Yaakov. He's the one who speaks the truth. Can it be that he lied here? Ela, ematai hayahu ba'etzlo le'atid lavo. Yaakov Avinu, what did he mean when he said, Ad asher avo el Adoni Seir? We'll meet up one time. You know when is that? That is when it says, Ve'alu Moshiim behar Tzion lishpot et har Esav ve'hayeta l'Hashem ha'melucha. When Mashiach comes, we'll meet up again in Har Seir. ועלו מושיעים בארציון לשפוט את הרסב. That's what he meant. אף על גב שעשה כדין, כדי אמרינה בעבודה זרה, ישראל שנזדמן לו גוי שאלו לאחן הולך, ירחיב לו את הדרך. Even though, halachically, Yaakov Avinu had all the right to lie here. There's a halacha brought in מסכת עבודה זרה דף כ"ה. If a goy is מזדמן, encounters a Jew, and he asks him, where are you going? You could tell him, I'm going all the way there. You know, and even though you're not, you're going to turn the corner. Right? Of course, we're talking about in a time of danger. Mikol makom Yaakov Avinu shaya amiti, but still Yaakov Avinu is held to a standard, the highest standard of truth. Lo haya omer sheker mamash. It cannot be that he would say a sheker. Therefore, we have to know that what he meant when he said Ad asher avoy ladoni seira ka'amar shekiven le'atid lavo. The Midrash says that he meant le'atid lavo. Rak Esav lo evin. It could very well be that Esav did not understand that. But even though he didn't, Yaakov had in mind a different pirush on what he said. That's fine.